So the epistle for the Feast of Pentecost is taken from Acts chapter 2. When the days of Pentecost were accomplished, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty wind coming, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them parted tongues as it were a fire, and it sat upon every one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with divers tongues, according as the Holy Ghost gave them to speak. Now there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men of every nation under heaven. And when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded in minds, because that every man heard them speak in his own tongue. And they were all amazed and wondered, saying, Behold, are not all these that speak Galileans? And how have we heard every man our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews also, and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians. We have heard them speak in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 14. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and will make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my words, and the word which you have heard is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things have I spoken to you, abiding with you, but the Paraclete, the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your mind, whatsoever I shall have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, do I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. You have heard that I said to you, I go away and I come unto you. If you love me, you would indeed be glad, because I go to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it came to pass, that when it shall come to pass, you may believe. I will not now speak many things with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and in me he hath nothing. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father had given me commandment, so do I. Please be seated. Let your heart be not troubled, nor let it be afraid. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Well, after the ascension of our Lord, the apostles spent 10 days in prayer. They prayed. Obviously, they were frightened by what had happened to our Lord. And so they awaited then for the Paraclete to come, what our Lord had promised to them. And so the Holy Ghost descended upon them as our Lord had promised. He descended upon them in the form of fiery tongues. And the effect of it was immediate to them. At that point, they were able then to have the strength to go out and to preach to all nations, to preach the doctrines that they received from our Lord. And that is a thing that, with the apostles, they were no longer weak at that moment. For them, they were ready to endure. There was persecution, sufferings, or then their final end to be to martyrdom. We will see with the majority of the apostles, except St. John. And so justly called, this Feast of Pentecost is the birth of the church. It is the start of the church where the apostles would go out and to preach. And so just for them that they received the strength to go out and to preach to all nations, to suffer what they would have to suffer for our Lord, that we too, and to continue the battle that we have in this world. I mean, not only do we look at, the enemies of the soul, the world, the flesh, and the devil, that we have to battle against each day, and so therefore needing this strength to help with that. But we also see with the crisis in the church, the difficulties and the struggles that Holy Mother the Church is undergoing. Now, I mentioned to you last week, Pope Francis was going to consecrate His pontificate to Our Lady of Fatima. And God willing, that Our Lady will win the graces for him, to then be faithful to his pontificate. But we still struggle with that, and we still see kind of the different signs of not knowing exactly which way he is going. And so it's important for us to understand then that the fight is still there for us. And so therefore we need the gift of fortitude to help us in that. This strength that is given to us, we know it is one of the gifts of the Holy Ghost. We receive it with our confirmation. That strengthens us to be a soldier of Christ, to be willing to go out into battle, to stand up for our faith, to live our faith. And it's something that is necessary that we must try to do. And so, yes, we can take it in two ways, this gift, a firmness of mind, being firm and strong in our mind, but then also denoting a firmness in bearing and withstanding those things which are most difficult to withhandle or to withhold. And so that is where then the gift of fortitude gives us, removes the obstacles that withdraws the will from following the reason. And we've talked about that before, of how important it is for the will then to follow our reason, the intellect. And so the gift of fortitude helps to remove any obstacles that will keep us from that. And so it gives us the strength to be strong in following our Lord. And as I say, then also fighting then the enemies of the soul, the world, the flesh, and the devil that is always around us, is one of the things that encouraged those that came on the marriage day recollection of understanding what are the enemies to the soul for their children, for their families, for their home. And so therefore from that, then trying to be strong in keeping these things out. And so that is what will enable us this gift of the Holy Ghost. And as I say, obviously there are seven gifts of the Holy Ghost. But I think if we look at fortitude itself, it is one that is necessary for our times because of the battle that we have to undergo, because of the difficulties. And so therefore we need this strength of soul. We need this to help us in the battle that we have. And it's interesting to see how our Lord says to the apostles, "Let your heart be not troubled, nor let it be afraid." And he is saying that, and he is encouraging them, because I am with you and I will send the Paraclete to you. And so therefore, be not afraid of the things that come around you, the things that attack you. That we have to have that peace of soul because of our Lord is in control. And that is something that truly, with the world around us, we see how the world is going. We see what direction it's going in. And yes, it can frighten us. It can scare us. We can worry about that. But our Lord's words are comforting to us. You know, let your heart not be troubled. Don't worry over these things, because in a way he's telling us, I am in control. And so therefore we have to place our trust in our Lord. We have to try to see that our Lord has taken care of the church for all these years. Our Lord will continue to take care of the church. Yes, it has to suffer. It has to go through, say, the passion. It is the spouse of our Lord Jesus Christ. And just as our Lord suffered, so the church will have to suffer too. But I think from that is where then we place ourselves with a trust in our Almighty God. God has promised us that the gates of hell will never prevail against his church. Certainly our Lord will never lie to us. And even though, yes, we see the struggle that the church is going in, that is something that we have to then, yes, follow the words of our Lord, taking that as a consolation for our soul. And in some ways we see then the battle that we have to fight on a daily basis against the world, the flesh, and the devil. The faithfulness that we have to that, the faithfulness to our duty of state, that is what will sanctify our soul. That is what will help us then to be pleasing to Almighty God. And in some ways, God will sort out the rest. As I say, we must pray for the Pope, yes. We must pray for his Holy Father, that he is faithful to this grave responsibility he has as the Holy Father. But through our prayers and our sacrifices, that is the best that we can do. And obviously then, yes, leaving it in the hands of our Lord and our Lady, At least having that hope in Almighty God. And so that is why then this gift of fortitude, it enables us to remain strong and constant in our Lord. Constant against the battles of the world. Constant against the attacks that are given to us. It is what will give us that strength. And that is why when we receive these with our confirmation, that is why it's referred to as a spiritual adulthood. Even when our children receive that, it is still a spiritual adulthood for them. That they receive these gifts in order to help them to be perfect soldiers of Christ. It helps them and strives and helps them to fight that battle out in the world of what they will be under attack from. And that is why that I say it's so important for the families to understand that. To at least do their part in keeping out these enemies to the soul. And so that is where then, with this gift, we're strengthened then to do God's will. And that is what we must always pray for, to be able to do God's will, to be enlightened by that, to be enlightened by the Holy Ghost. I mean, that is also what the Holy Ghost comes for. He comes to enlighten us, to give us these graces that we need to battle out in this day. Just as the apostles were given that to go out to preach to all nations, but it was absolutely needed for them, the graces from the Holy Ghost, to die for their faith. We see on the human level what had happened to the apostles when our Lord was taken away. They fled. They were weak, and they ran and hid in the upper room. And so it clearly shows then the gifts of the Holy Ghost that comes to their soul, that gives them the strength to go out to then die for their faith, to be willing to sacrifice their life for Almighty God. And that is because of the gifts of the Holy Ghost for them. And so therefore, then we see with this gift of how necessary it is for us, especially because of the times that we're living in, because of the attacks on the church, the attacks on our faith. And that is what we must try to ensure for our children, because they will have to go out into that world at some point. We can protect them as much as we can, but at some point they will have to go out. And so therefore, that is why the education for them is so important. And helping them see that these gifts of the Holy Ghost are meant then to strive to do God's will, to be pleasing to God. And then with this gift of fortitude, this gift that strengthens us to do God's will, that is what will help them then to save their soul, ultimately. And so that is what we must pray for. For if we've been confirmed, we must pray to use these gifts that the Holy Ghost has given to us. We must pray that we use them wisely. And to understand that, yes, there is a battle out there. And so therefore, through this gift, it disposes us to do what is good in spite of any difficulties. And I think that's important for us to understand. There will be difficulties. There will be crosses and trials that we will run up against. But then this gift will give us that strength to do what is right in spite of that. Regardless of the difficulties, the crosses, the trials, the gift of fortitude will help us to do what is right. And so therefore, that is why we must pray for that gift. That's why we, at the beginning, we had the Veni Creator Spiritus. This Veni Creator, come Holy Ghost. You know, come with your spirit into our souls. It is what we are beseeching the Holy Ghost to do. And so therefore, yes, we are praying for that. We prayed for it at the beginning of Mass. I encourage you to pray for that. And then also to try to help your children to understand that. And so that is why it's so important for us. But as I say, also, when you look and see the words of comfort that our Lord tries to give to us, don't be troubled, don't be afraid. I'm sending the Paraclete, I'm sending the Holy Ghost to comfort you. That is why he's also called the Comforter. Because of that fact, of comforting us in these difficulties, in these struggles that we have. To strengthen us, then, to do what is right. And so, yes, it is a matter of grace from God. I mean, really, when you look at it, for you even being here, it is a grace from God. that you understand that, and that is why you are here. So that is why we must pray and be thankful to Almighty God for the graces that He has given to us, and to continue to work with those graces. And so truly, let us pray to Our Lady, obviously. She was with the apostles. She was there for them. She was there as just even a moral support for them. And obviously, Our Lady stayed faithful to her son till his death. But then she was there for the apostles to strengthen them. And so therefore, let us turn to the Blessed Virgin Mary, especially in this month of May, this month that is dedicated to Our Lady. Let us pray to her, come to the altar, beseech Our Lady for the strength also for us to be faithful to her son. And then obviously to pray to the Holy Ghost, especially for this gift of fortitude, one that is so necessary in our times, that we receive this strength then to do Almighty God's will. And as I say, let us be comforted by these words of our Lord. Let your heart be not troubled, nor let it be afraid. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.